Why have so many UFO investigators died? When we talk about the deaths of UFO investigators, it should be noted sometimes we find subtle hints in sci-fi movies and TV shows. In this case, I think many of us remember the strange black fluid coming out of the mouths of some of the deceased on the X-Files. It almost looked like tar, and at the time nobody thought anything about it except to think it was part of the plot in the show. In 2016, a UFO investigator named Spiers died in Poland, and it is claimed as he was dying, he threw up 2 liters of black liquid. One might say this is very unusual, but it doesn't prove anything. Authorities didn't want to do an autopsy and said he died of natural causes. He had left a note telling his mother if anything happened to him to please investigate. Sometimes in these cases a lot of false facts are put into the record. Strangely, his laptop had been wiped clean. One of the problems is he is not the only one to have thrown up black liquid upon his death. It has happened to quite a few other UFO investigators. This particular UFO investigator who brought this up is having his name besmirched by calling him a conspiracy theorist. Being a UFO investigator seems to be a dangerous pastime, especially if you actually find something which scares the government. In 1971, an article came out which claimed that in 1 year 137 UFO investigators died under strange circumstances. Some people have decided to look into the matter, and one named Sir Orme, who is an author, has been keeping track of UFO investigators since 1997. He also included all the cases that fit his purview. One of the cases he looked into took place in 1959, and it was about the death of another author. This author wrote several UFO books and was well known in certain circles. He also was M.K. Jessop. When he was found dead, it was said to be suicide, but the family never believed this and there was no autopsy ordered. I haven't checked Florida law, but it has been said when people are found dead and alone, autopsy is mandatory. Jessop had been receiving many phone calls and was visited by Carlos Allend. I wonder how many people here know who that was? He was the man who claimed to be the witness to the Philadelphia experiment. Some say all that was only a coincidence, but I believe everything is somehow tied together, and that includes UFO investigations and allegations of secret experiments. Dr. Alan Hynek was a scientist with the government appointed to the Project Blue Book team. It was his duty to investigate UFO sightings and then debunk them. That happened for a few years until Hynek decided some of the UFO sightings could not be explained and could be attributed to extraterrestrials. He was not young when he left the team and founded the Center for UFO Studies, which was known as QFOS. He died from a brain tumor while in the hospital for prostate surgery, and at the time there were those who believed he might have been murdered. I'm not convinced of this, however, since he had left Project Blue Book over 25 years before his death. It seems there were far too many suicides listed for UFO investigators. Some of them shot themselves, while others were said to have hanged themselves, and there are various other ways they died. One case in particular was very shocking. It was said one UFO investigator hung himself with a piece of barbed wire, but when a doctor examined his body, he found marks on the neck indicating he had been strangled with a piece of medical tubing. The investigator's name was Phil Schneider, and he died in 1996. Schneider had claimed while working in a U.S. government construction projects on deep underground bases, he had run into aliens at Dulce, New Mexico. Supposedly a battle with aliens ensued and a soldier was able to pull Schneider out but lost his life. Schneider had claimed they came upon the aliens and a battle ensued between the aliens and humans, and most of the humans were killed, and said he was told not to talk about this, and yet went around lecturing and showing his hand, which had been severely wounded by an alien blast. He had claimed several attempts have been made on his life, one of which was cutting the brake line on his car. An investigator named Ron Bunz was big into conspiracies. He would investigate many different ones in his career. You have to wonder what he may have found out. It is said some of the ideas in the show The X-Files came from him. Some of the things he investigated were truly hot potatoes at the time, such as the Kennedy assassination. One day he decided to take his wife to a Mexican restaurant where they both ate. 15 hours later, Mr. Bonds was dead. His death was attributed to food poisoning. It has been said about 2,000 people a year die from food they purchased from a restaurant, and when you think about it, that is pretty slim odds for a country of 330 million people who make anywhere from 183 to 258 restaurant visits a year. You can see why this death seemed very suspicious. Some people cite the fact there have been some UFO investigators who were about to spill the beans but contacted a form of cancer which moved so fast it wiped them out before they could do so. This would mean somehow, they were given something to create this cancer. We know there have been people assassinated by being bumped into and stuck with pins and such that were poisoned and never knew it at the time. It was only discovered after a very careful autopsy. One famous case had to do with the Russians assassinating one of their people while he was in Great Britain. This proves this type of thing is possible. Over the years, some of these murders have been attributed to the famous Men in Black. Nobody is quite sure who they are. Some say they are aliens trying to stop people from convincing humans they are here. Others claim they are government agents. But no matter who they are, there is quite a list of witnesses who claim to have been threatened by them, and one of the most famous threats is, "If you don't cooperate, your bones will be found in the desert." I've heard this quoted as being said many times. Are UFO investigators being murdered? I don't know the answer, but there certainly seems to be a lot of unanswered questions about some of the deaths.